You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Happy All-Star Week, almost, everybody. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and I'm here with Steve Gilbert, our beat writer, who covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. And Steve, the All-Star teams are actually, by the time this runs, they will have been completely announced. And what can you say about Paul Goldschmidt that we didn't already talk about last week? I mean, his numbers speak for themselves, but just a fantastic player and, of course, very deserving to be a starter in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Allison, I think what is amazing to me is the number of votes that he got. I mean, getting over 9 million votes coming from a market like Phoenix, it tells you – when you realize that he's the only one of all the Diamondback players that ended up, you know, even amongst the leaders, it tells you that it was the voters across the country that supported him, not just Diamondback fans. So that's interesting to see. It's taken a couple of years, but it seems like the rest of the country kind of realizes what's out here in Arizona in terms of Paul Goldschmidt, the consistency and the way he plays the game. And clearly, judging from his totals, he's making an impression across the country.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when you asked him about the home run derby. So I've had my philosophies on this for a long time that it does kind of mess with guys' swings if they're not careful. And he just fully kind of acknowledges that he doesn't really have a home run swing and he doesn't want to try to change things up just for this thing. Can you talk a little bit about what he means by that?
Absolutely. If you watch him take batting practice, everything is done with a purpose. And that's one of the things that just, you know, is kind of a hallmark of his. If you just watch him around the clubhouse, everything he does has a purpose. He's always headed somewhere. And when he starts taking swings in batting practice, it's never taking swings to try to hit the ball out of the park. He's trying to hit the ball to right field. He's trying to hit it back up the middle. He's trying to hit line drives. Sometimes home runs come, but very few home runs hit in batting practice for a guy his size and for a guy that has 20 home runs, you know, in actual games. So he doesn't feel that he has a home run swing. He doesn't really want to try to tweak his swing to start hitting home runs for the, you know, because if he starts uppercutting more, if he starts trying to hit home runs for the All-Star, you know, for the home run derby, he doesn't want that to affect him in the second half. Plus, you know, it's also, he also pointed out that it was, you know, it kind of can be a taxing thing too for guys that spend, you know, 4 hours during the home run derby swinging like that. So it was not meant as he said, you know, he's sure that there are guys that would enjoy it and guys who hit more home runs than he in batting practice. And he's all for it and he's going to stay and watch it, but it's just not something he wants to participate in. And AJ Pollock was standing next to him, when we were talking to him, and AJ, when we got done, said, "Hey, you know, Goldie, remember when you were in that home run hitting contest at the AA All-Star game?" Mm-hmm. And Goldschmidt kind of laughed, and AJ said, "Yeah, I think you hit one or two homers during that thing." So it was obvious that that was not really his game, was not, you know, to hit home runs. So that was going all the way back to his days in the minor leagues.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's an interesting debate. I mean, there's a lot of guys that come out of the break and that participated in it, and they kind of go into like a 2 or 3 week slump, and of course everyone says it's not from the derby, but you never really know. So I do admire him for at least sticking to his guns and understanding, you know, what he is as a hitter and wanting to do that. So I want to ask about Patrick Corbin. That was a big deal, not only to make that start, to win the game as a sellout crowd, so it couldn't have been a better atmosphere for him.
Yeah, you know, it was July 4th, big firework display after the game, so they had a sellout crowd, and he got chills when he was just kind of stretching and they were announcing the starting lineup, and when they got to him, there was just like this sudden roar from people, and it kind of caught him off guard and really gave him goosebumps, he said. So it was a nice moment for him, and then he went out and pitched a very good 5-inning. Great step for him. He was, you know, in the mid-90s with his velocity. Seemed to bounce back very well the next day. So he's excited about his next start, which will be in New York. And he's from upstate New York, so he'll have lots of friends and family at that game. So right now, he certainly seems like he's in a very good place.
And he's going to be monitored, right? I mean, I know he was on they didn't want him to go past, what, 80 or 90 pitches this last month?
Yeah. Right, they didn't want him to go past 90 pitches, and he was well under that, and they're not going to let him go more than 95 or 100 pitches at any time this season. And they're going to push him back probably after the All-Star break to give him put him back at the end of the rotation just to give him more time off. And when there's, off days, they're going to maybe try to skip him here and there. Anything to kind of just get him through the rest of this year healthy. He's not going to be a guy that they're going to be leaning heavily on for innings or pitches this year because they want to make sure he gets through it healthy and is ready for next year.
And I see that we had some, encouraging news on Archie Bradley. Not bad news, sort of status quo news. Is that the way we should take this?
Yeah, Dr. Andrews, he went and saw Dr. Andrews, which not any time you see a Dr. Andrews' name for Dr. Andrews attached to somebody else's name in baseball. People kind of go, oh, no. But, he can kind of confirm what the Diamondbacks team doctor had said and that there's no real structural damage in that shoulder. But that, he needs to rest, and so he's doing that right now. Hopes to be back at some point, but right now there's really not a timetable while they just kind of wait for that inflammation, tendonitis to kind of subside in the shoulder. So it was better news than had he had some structural damage, but still, he's anxious to get back out on the mound right now.
I can imagine. Well, thank you very much, Steve, and enjoy the All-Star break and All-Star week, and we'll check back with you when the second half starts up.
Sounds good. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.